It was apt that one of the participants in this year's Prague Writers' Festival was the Egyptian novelist Hamdi El-Ghazar, who played an active part in the dramatic events last spring on Cairo's Tahrir Square. It is no coincidence that the revolutions across North Africa and the Middle East came to be known as the Arab Spring, taking their name from events in Czechoslovakia, the Prague Spring, over 40 years earlier. You do not have to look far to find parallels between the atmosphere of then and now, and the events of 1968 are also a warning that not every popular uprising ends happily. David Vaughan talks to Hamdi El-Ghazar about his experience as a writer and a journalist.
All his life, Hamdi El-Ghazar has been fascinated by the back streets of his native Cairo, and the city is a main protagonist in his work. His first novel, Black Magic, has become a bestseller and has made El-Ghazar one of the best-known younger novelists in the Arab-speaking world. The novel sees the world through the lens of a television camera, and it comes as no surprise that the author has spent many years working with Egyptian TV. He was a witness and an active participant in last year's revolution and has written extensively about those events, both as a journalist and a writer of fiction. When I spoke to him in the studios of our partner station, Radio Wave, he began by talking about Western misconceptions about Islam.
How people consider Islam in West is very different from what we believe in Egypt. Islamic culture is something very wide, have a lot of elements. You can't say it's just some rules and forbidden things. But Islamic culture means a lot of things. Means everyday life, means arts like architecture, like our literature, like artists. You can see that especially in Sufi songs. So Islam is not very close to the religious habits only. And the practice of Islam presents a lot of shape of life that is very deep in Egyptian everyday life.
Today there's going to be a discussion about the future of Islam, which you'll be part of, together with a Spanish and a British writer. You were there at the time of the revolution in Cairo last year. It seems that the revolution isn't yet over. How do you feel, for example, towards the Muslim Brotherhood?
The result of election disappointed people because Muslim Brotherhood come to power and have a lot of chairs in the parliament. But when I contemplate this result, I say the Egyptians choose the right thing. Because this organization has a lot of powers, weapons, and they made violence in Mubarak regime too. So the Egyptians want to avoid violence, want to avoid a civil war. Because the situation in the country was so bad, insecurity, and a lot of people afraid of the weapon that Islamists have. So they elect them to give them a responsibility, to try to test them, to tell them, okay, now you are in the parliament, so solve our problems. So what you will do with poverty, don't speak a lot about God. We know God more than you. Just work as politicians. And it makes peace in country too. The Egyptians too elect a lot of symbols of the left-wing liberals too at the same time. So it makes balance in the society. And otherwise, the chair of the president, I think it will come from the liberal wing or from the left wing.
Would you be pleased if Mohamed Baradei became president?
Sure, he is a big symbol of the Egyptian revolution, and I think he's clever. 1 year before the revolution, he said the changing must come, and it came. And I think he's the only man in Egypt can lead this country for freedom, justice, and he has a real program of reform.
Czech readers will be very interested to read what you have written about the events last year in Cairo, in Egypt. We know that you've been writing about it. Has your new book about these events already come out, and will we be able to read it?
I'm still writing in it, and I started writing in it in 29 January, when the hottest day in the revolution. At first, I suppose I must write something like article, because it non-fiction work, because I can follow the events, so I write very short articles in Arabic and in English, had published very quickly, but after that I can't do that more, so I return back to my own style of writing. So I start to write fiction, very short literary works, and start to publish it. Every week I publish a text in mainstream journals, which I did not publish before. I try to speak to wider audience, so I did. But now I return back to what I think that my talent as a novelist. So now I'm trying to finish this big novel. It'll be such like an epic work.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the novel Black Magic?
Simply, it's a short story. A love short story, and very strange love story between a young man who works as a cameraman in Egyptian TV, and he saw the world from this lens of a cameraman. In it, I try to discover the world of media. I'm working in Egyptian TV too, in Cultural Channel. So my experience in 10 years, I try to put it in this novel. Photography and camera can change the reality.
As far as your cooperation with the media, and particularly with Egyptian TV is concerned, is that still ongoing? And how is it developing now in the post-revolution situation, for example, your documentary work?
I think not a lot of things are changing in Egypt, especially in media, held by the government. So, for example, I tried to make a series of documentary short films about the revolution, and I can't achieve it in about 14 months, because the old regime is still as it is. But at the same time, we have a lot of young artists in the building. A lot of them try to work and try to express their support to the Egyptian revolution. And I think this struggle will take longer. But I think we have an avant-garde generation of announcers, writers in Egyptian media can totally change the policy of the governmental media. In the independent channels, it's better. But at the same time, we have a lot of channels held and controlled by the billionaires of former regime, try to protect themselves, try to destroy the main aims of our revolution.
What did you most want to talk about when you came to Prague?
Want to speak about literature, about art, about the new values in the world. I think what we call Arabic Spring carry a peace message to all the world, to remember the human being that they can't live without freedom, without dignity, without justice. So I think it is a human message to all the world. It's the role of the Egyptian, the Arabic new generation to tell the other that they don't want war, they don't want injustice, they don't want any more hate in this world.
What's your attitude towards the internet and towards blogs, for example, as a writer, because many writers have started using blogs?
Oh, I think it blogs and Facebook and Twitter played a big role in increasing the interest of reading and writing about any subject in Egypt. The main thing was the political situation, and it gave evidence that talks to each other in this internet reality can change the reality itself. For the literature and arts, I think it's add a lot of abilities to the Arabic literature. A lot of young writers start to write in Twitter, in Facebook, and I think it played an important role in the map of Arabic literature.
What are your impressions of Prague, and what else are you planning to do before you fly back?
It's really a very beautiful city. I enjoyed it a lot. Walked in its streets. Amazing. It is a city of art and a city of enjoyment. Thank you so much.